Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Matthew 1:18-25.
The virgin giving birth to the Savior had long been prophesied. The specific prophecy in today's reading from Isaiah was made 700 years before Jesus was born. This son of David, born to Mary, would one day be heir to an everlasting throne. When the angel instructed Joseph to raise the child that was growing in Mary, he referred to Joseph as a son of David. This reference to David carried significant covenantal and prophetic weight to it. The promises of 2 Samuel 7:12-13 likely flooded into Joseph's memory. "When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." At last, the Davidic line was receiving its final kingly installation. Because of King Jesus, the promises made to King David are fulfilled, as there is no end to his rule and reign. His eternal nature as the Son of God means no further heir or king will ever be necessary. Questions to consider. What family dynasty was Joseph from? How does Jesus fulfill the promise that God made to David? How did Joseph respond to the news of Jesus coming?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.